KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, my name's Jack Rutter, a.k.a. Rit Momney. My pronouns are he, him. Rit Momney started as a band with some friends and I in high school. We recorded a few songs. Most of them left on either missions or to college. And then I continued the project as like a solo project and put out Her and All My Friends, the first album. 2019, July of 2019, after a few singles, and then put out a cover of Corinne Bailey Rae's Put Your Records On, which gained some traction on TikTok, got me a record deal, and I've put out a couple singles since then, and I'm working on the next album.
I grew away from you.
The first album was, I really appreciate it for what it was and is as a sort of journalistic, like I took sort of a journalistic approach to it, and it's really nice to be able to go back and listen through and be like, wow, that's how I was feeling at the time, and that's the music I was making at the time. Like there are some parts on that. Like, I was really learning how to be a musician. Like, I was getting better as I was going through, like, making that album. And if I listed out, like, chronologically the songs that I made at which time, like, I think you'd really be able to tell. I like all of the songs as a representation of, like, where I was at musically. But I'll say I like the ones I did later on, because it was like a 2-year process during which I was on the early part of like the learning curve of music. The ones that I did later on definitely resonate with me a lot more. Yeah, I mean, I love having just having an album out as an artist is definitely a really cool feeling, especially when there's like some amount of people who appreciate it. I've kind of held on to this philosophy of trying not to be too deliberate with like influences and trying to just spit out whatever comes up, you know. Obviously, it's going to be influenced by what I like and what I listen to. But early on in the SoundCloud days, I really was just like throwing stuff down. It was really interesting in that way. I think it was less artistic than some of the music I've made more recently, but less, maybe not less artistic. I was sort of so not deliberate with my music that it kind of could come out as kind of a jumbled mess and like, okay, what's he even trying to say here? Like a lot of my songs just like didn't really have a point, because I really was just doing it for fun. Like I was like, oh, that synth sounds cool. Like I'll throw it in, and oh, like that drum beat is interesting. I'll throw it in, and it could become oversaturated really quickly. And I guess I'm just trying to say, like, I think I've gotten better. But being bad at something and having fun being bad at that thing is really often, I think, like the best way to get better at it. As far as my, like, my relationship to music in general, like, in the middle of high school, maybe a little earlier, I started finding my own music, and I started really, really taking pride in knowing music that other people didn't. And it's like, that's a common thing, obviously. There's so many, like, people that are annoying like that, that you'll meet. I loved the feeling of showing someone something that they thought was, like too weird. And I would be like, oh no, it's like, you don't understand. In that same time, I also was obsessed with feeling smarter than like, everybody around me. I really cared what people thought about me in high school. I had, like, decidedly taken the position of, like, a sophisticated guy with sophisticated music taste, and you might not understand him, but like, you wish that you did. Like, it was just like, and it was just so exhausting, and I passed up on so much good music that, like, I'll listen back to now and it's like, I really felt too cool for this. And it's not even like I wasn't judging the music I liked based off of what the music sounded like. It was really based off of just, like, how many other people didn't know about it. Like, James Blake's self-titled, that was a big one for me. And whenever I would, like, tell somebody about it and they'd be like, oh yeah, I love that album, I would, like, die inside. And like, finding out later on, like, oh yeah, that's, like, a pretty standard album for people to know about. It hurt a little bit. It's tiring because it feels like I'm being fake when I'm trying to seem, like, really interesting. Because, like, maybe I'm just, like, not a super interesting guy. Like, that's, like, something I've thought about a lot. It's, like, I don't want to do, like, the crazy outfits. I don't want to do, like, I don't know. I don't have, like, this super big personality. And seeing so many of the people, like, succeeding in music, especially, like, the pop realm of music, but I think also with anything, like, so many of the biggest artists, you can describe them in, like, a sentence, and it's like Bon Iver, like Justin Vernon, like, he has a thing. He's like the folk sad winter guy. I guess in terms of, like, public perception, like, widespread public perception, if you don't have a thing, then it's just hard to stay, like, on people's minds, I guess. If I've ever tried to do it, I haven't done it well. If anything, I'm like the Mormon guy, like the ex-Mormon guy. And I could have really played into that if I wanted to. I could make this whole next album be about that. But it's just, like, not really what I'm feeling. Like, I don't really care about it anymore. I just think I missed out on a lot of the joy I would have found in, like, seeing more of of the good stuff in other people instead of just like trying to find it and show it off like within myself. Context matters so much. Like I was like a Salt Lake indie kid towards the end of high school, and like the culture of Salt Lake and the counterculture of Salt Lake are really prominent, and probably a lot more prominent now, like you were saying. Like high school in 2021 has to just be like the craziest place ever. Like everybody's trying, and it was like this for me too in a lot of ways. Like the indie kids are trying to separate themselves from the Mormons like so hard. Even the pretty ones, but they're only pretty due to pollution. What is beauty if what creates it is bad? I'm fully here but fully sad. I wanna sing but just to add to all the sounds that turn monotonous before long. And you're just like them. I've been kind of like bouncing back and forth between like, okay, I'm like this super indie kid, or I see myself as such. Then I'm like trying to be indie super dumb. I'm gonna try to be aggressively not indie. And then I'm just like kind of like a pendulum that's slowing down, and I'm going to arrive in the middle and see everything objectively at some point. And then I think at that point I can understand where I want to be and like who I want to be. But I think it mainly is being in tune with like what makes you happy. Like I've been like caring a lot more about fashion, and that was something that I really decidedly did not care about for a long time. And it's like 4 years ago me like saw me like really trying to pick out like a cool outfit for the day, then he would be like seriously, like you care like that much about what people think of you? But it's like, yeah, like I like when people like my outfit, and that is like totally okay. There needs to be balance in everything. Like the answer isn't gonna be the same answer for every single person, whether that's like what sweatshirt you wanna wear, or like your spirituality, or how obscure your music taste is. And I think that you should just do it for yourself. There are a lot of people who are really happy being super crazy different, and there are a lot of people who are trying to be really crazy different that aren't happy doing that, and it's like hurting them. So I've been trying to be better about realizing when the way I'm acting or like dressing or the music I'm listening to, like when that's making me happier or when it's making me feel worse. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. This song is called If the Book Doesn't Sell. It is basically about growing up in a Mormon family and basically leaving the church and freedom of choice.
More so than me, she knows my name. More so than me, understands this pain. I'm either too lost or not lost enough. I think I'm too smart for this type of love. I wasn't sent off, but straight to the ground. And I know God best is one with no crown. Don't know why the past affects me in this way. Don't know where I'll go if I leave here today. But I know my limits and you're not the type to be fooling around in this way. No reason you're here, but there's reasons to stay. Not as easy to know as it easy to say. Cause to my family and my friends, I can't think of one thing that I at midnight, I hear voices from the kitchen. I let my feet follow the sound as I let my ears listen. I walk upstairs and at the kitchen table I can see that God is sitting with the devil, sharing drinks and old stories. The floorboard creaks, a red embarrassment floats all throughout God's face. He swears that it's not what it looks like. Then he swears he can explain. The devil speaks, your God and I put all our differences to rest. And a man's actions are his own, but men will blame us nonetheless. The devil stands, he grabs his keys and straightens out a rusted crown. He tells me hell is frozen over, heaven burned down to the ground, and you have only got one light, so do with it what you would like. We solemnly apologize, but we won't be there when you die. And I stand cold and alone in a body that won't move, watching the eyes of these gods that I once knew. One pair looks down in a half-hearted lie, while the other looks straight into mine with a whole truth. Lacking the fear I've been told a God deserves, I say, what good is a prayer that goes unheard? He says, what hope could they find in a book if the book doesn't sell and the pages stay unturned? With the wind, the devil turns and exits the back door, and God is standing in silence with his eyes glued to the floor. Then he speaks, I am no savior, but I give them what they need. And there has never been a dreamer who prefers reality. The war for truth is raging on, but it's not one you have to fight. And if it is the truth you want, then it is hope you'll sacrifice. It's yours to choose. And you can choose. This is not the way I am. This is just how I was raised, so let me make up my own mind. Let me map out my own way. I tell the pain, I tell the kids, I tell them in that dark. Feel the tears until I cry. Then I step to it, then I watch. So you're giving me cheaper. I'm sorry, it takes a toll. But when the gold came in and on, I'm rising on to be controlled. This last job.
Thanks for listening, guys. Just want to let you know Rip Mommy's going to be headlining DIY Fest on August 13th, so come check us out. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Slug Picnic is back for its second summer, starting June 26th. Bring your beach chairs and furry friends for live performances from Peachy Fingernail, PK Opal, and the Mercy Seat. In between sets, you can do some shopping with local artisans and enjoy some food from Balabe Cuisine. Get your tickets on slugmag.com.